Philemon chapter 1. One of the most important things you can do on this earth is to let people know they are not alone. This short letter, the most personal of the Apostle Paul's letters, was addressed to Philemon, who lived in Colossae, with his wife Appia. Apparently, they were rich, because they owned a large house, large enough to gather the church there. And they also owned some slaves, including Onesimus, who had escaped from his master, and that is why Paul writes the letter to him, so that Philemon would receive Onesimus no longer as a slave, but as a brother in Christ's faith. Philemon was rich, but not only material possessions, but was also spiritually rich. His name means loving or affectionate, as well as friendly. No doubt, Philemon honored his name because Paul emphasizes both his love for God and for his neighbor. His faith and love manifested themselves, comforting the hearts of Christians. For I have derived great joy and comfort and encouragement from your love, because the hearts of the saints, who are your fellow Christians, have been cheered and refreshed through you, my brother. Two terms draw my attention. It translates as a heart, a word that means guts, the physical seat of the strongest emotions, such as when we feel an intentional internal oppression, or sometimes incolossible grief, and translates as comforts the action of refreshing. Just as the morning dew is the visit or the advice, note or call of a friend, when we are in a difficult time, what a beautiful mission to be able to be with the brother or sister in the moment of affliction. He who has a way to live can bear almost anyhow.